Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Noh from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
You didn't get inducted into the Otter Club,
no.
But I feel as though it'd be only appropriate since I'm a card-carrying member that I'll make you an honorary member.
Okay. I get a pin?
You get a pin.
Oh my gosh, guys, I'm so honored.
Pretty funny, right?
Oh yes, this plays well with otters.
Plays well with otters.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm gonna put this on my jean jacket. Well, I have my Slopeside Steamboat shirt on. I love Slopeside up there. Thanks for the swag, y'all. This is so nice.
Isn't it fun?
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, this is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
Oh, you want to sit with him? Okay.
Oh, you can sit with me.
Oh, dogs are special. Dogs,
awesome.
Man. I have a song coming out about my dog on February 9th. That's why you submitted your dog.
Oh, I did submit my dog.
Tell me about your dogs.
We have Daisy. Daisy's 14-year-old Blue Heeler Rescue.
Yeah.
She had a brother. We had him. We lost him 2 years ago. It's really sad. To lymphoma again. Crazy. Two dogs, same cancer, right?
Weird. That...
His name was Wyatt. He was super cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Daisy's wonderful. 25-pound couch healer. That's what we like to call
couch healer. Amazing.
Yeah.
She herds potato chips.
She herds, she herds the cats.
Oh.
And then we just got Willie right before Christmas. And he's awesome.
Cool.
Adopted him at 7 pounds. And now he's 18.
Oh, my gosh.
Vet just called him. He got his last shots yesterday. And she called him, now you're a man dog.
Oh. What vet do you go to?
We use Animal Medical Center.
So do we.
306.
I was going to say, I hope so, because they're great. We should shout them out because they're incredible.
They are. They're fantastic. My practice partner's daughter is in her first year of vet school at A&M, and she worked there all through high school. I think she put in thousands of hours there volunteering. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're wonderful. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have a good vet. And speaking of good doctors... You are here, and I've heard, it's just very funny because this is Dr. Plum. The bee is silent. And
he is silent. On most days.
You never know. And then it's going great so far. Paul was having like some really bad issues, and all of our friends said to call you. And I was like, I'm not going to call this man out of the blue we've never met. And then we met in Key West and now we're friends. And then you said you wanted to be on my podcast. And I said, come on.
I said, I would love to be on your podcast.
That's so nice.
And and that's how people, that's how I got started. I just reached out to someone.
Yeah.
And you want to hear about it?
Yeah. No, I want you to start at the beginning. Don't leave anything out. Well, we only have 30 minutes, so you can leave some stuff out.
I'll leave some stuff out. So after meeting a musician, Jack Ingram, in college who did not have a t-shirt salesman, I quickly decided that college was not for me. Well, let me take that back. My dad decided college was not for me, and he said, you need to make a decision. You can either sell t-shirts or you can come home because your grades are reflecting that you're selling t-shirts.
For Jack Ingram. Well, that's a...
In the 90s, back in the day.
Oh, Lord.
Piled into the back of the big blue Suburban and went off for 2 weeks and forgot about class. So I moved back to my hometown of Tyler and became a paramedic. And... reconnected with my college sweetheart, Sandra. You met her at Key West. Big
she's
shout out.
Delightful.
She's like, amazing.
Yeah. Immediately I was like, you're my people. You, I was like, meh, but like her.
That's why I brought her along.
I'm just kidding.
She's like my road manager. Yeah,
she's so great.
She's a librarian. She's fantastic. Elementary school librarian. Anyway, so I go home, I become a paramedic, and then Sandra and I are living in Waxahachie, and I get hurt on the job, and her dad's a chiropractor, and he's the one that put me back together. And so I was like, hey, tell me more. So I bailed out of being a flight nurse and went to chiropractic college. So all of the guys that I was in chiropractic college with were jocks, like football players, basketball players, baseball players. And I couldn't, if you asked me right now to throw a football to save your life, I'd be like, you might want to call a priest for last rites. Right. It's not going to go well.
Not going to go well.
And so, but music has always been a huge part of my life. And so when I graduated, I took all of the sports chiropractic stuff and thought, you know, I could do this for musicians.
Right.
And moved here in 2005, hung a shingle, opened up a practice. And big shout out to Mattson Rayner and his Americana Jam.
Yeah.
So I'm handing out cards saying, hey, new kid in town, if you ever need anything, let me know. And this blonde haired rock and roller named Cody Canada took one of my cards. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. And the next week, through Tom Van Skyke, my back's going to hurt from picking up all these names that I'm dropping.
I know. They're, good thing you need a chiropractor. You know someone.
Tom had invited me down to Robert Earl Keen's Texas Uprising in Corpus. So a week after the Americana Jam, Cody and I crossed paths again, and he was like, you're that chiropractor, right? I was like, I am. You're that rock and roller, right? He goes, I am. So we struck up a conversation, and he told me all about the things that he was dealing with. And yes, I have his permission to share.
Oh, you're sharing? Oh, sorry, Cody. It's going to be fine. It was just...
So Stoney threw Cody out of a hammock one night at a party. And he landed smack dab on his noggin, crushed his neck, which set him up for neck pain and arm pain and numbness while he was playing guitar and chest pain. And he was like, man, I've gone to ERs. I think I'm having heart attacks. Yeah. Nobody can tell me what's going on. And so I said, well, call me when you get back home. And I thought, okay, that's the last time I'm going to see this guy. And like 3 days later, I get a phone call. And people reach out, right? He and Shannon came into the office, and we have been family since.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was almost 20 years ago. So then word spread. So next thing you know, I'm seeing Wade and Stoney and Randy and all the boys.
That is awesome. And it is so amazing because I mean, I go sometimes not as often as I should, but just having somebody that knows what you do and I'm always having to explain like, hey, I just drove to Tulsa and back. Like I, I'm a little messed up and they're like, you need to stretch more. And it's like, what? You need, it's just talking to somebody who understands your lifestyle and understands what you do. And it's like, I can't always be the best version of myself. And I try really hard, but there's not a lot of time for morning yoga stretches over here, you know?
Well, that's why you've got people like us.
That's
to
right.
help you be the best self you can be.
I know. I'm so glad. And so wait, chiropractor, can you chiropractor yourself? You can't, right?
No.
When you said that, I was like, can you do that?
No, I have a guy here in town. He and I take care of one another.
Oh.
So, it's good because what I do is pretty physical every day, you know, see patients and everything I do is manual. So, you know, adjusting 20 patients a day kind of wears on me too.
Oh my gosh.
But like you were talking about, you know, extended driving. I watched one of your podcasts earlier about you lifting road cases and big heavy back in the day when speakers were heavy.
Yeah. I don't do that anymore, thank God.
And, you know, that takes a toll. And the big thing is just getting the word out that there's someone that can help. Mm-hmm. May not be me, but there's someone that can. And I have a great practice partner who's a medical doctor. Mm-hmm. I met him early when I moved to New Braunfels. And so he takes care of, like, medicine side of things for musicians. His name is Jay Grolke. Big shout out to Lone Star Medical.
Yeah, I gotta talk to him. Yeah, your website's great. Like
it's good.
You got like a cool hat on. I was just like, those are the people that I trust. Like, isn't that hilarious how a hat can do that for you?
It is. I like hats.
Yeah.
I decided not to wear one today, but
it doesn't work with the headphones as well.
It doesn't.
And people come in and they're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to
do with my hat?
Yeah.
Then you got to put it somewhere.
And then you got to show people your real hair. For me, it's greasy hair. I know it's very important. I just know that sometimes like it can seem inaccessible because like the first time I went to my chiropractor here, which I'm switching. I love them, but I got to switch now. That's just how life goes.
You don't have to. And that's the thing.
I don't go to them very often.
Okay, fair enough.
But
I'll take you.
The first time you go, you have to get all the x-rays and you have to like, but that's so important because, you know, if you don't do that, then your chiropractor, I would just err on the side of getting a really a good chiropractor that really knows what they're doing.
Yeah, so the big thing is getting a good workup done. Like, you know, when I was down in Key West, I was there as a team doctor. Mm. So I was seeing folks that I'd already seen before. So they were established patients. Okay. You know? And so when I'm out in the field or, you know, out for a weekend with a band and it's maybe a big festival or something like that, you know, we don't just randomly select people and go, oh, come over and get, as people like to call it, cracked.
Yeah.
You know, even though I hate that.
But they offer that at festivals. And that sometimes terrifies me. Is that okay? Like,
you know, I'm not a big fan of it. And, you know, I can do a field assessment, you know, if nobody has a history of surgery or, you know, no major injuries and, you know, they just want to get tuned up or something and they've seen somebody before and we have I'll still take a history on them, you know, do an appropriate exam, then they can get adjusted out there. There's no, but you got to be careful, you know, you don't want to just haphazardly just hop on anyone's table that you don't know.
Or someone when they're drunk or something. Like I saw a drunk chiropractor at a bar they were popping people drunk on the benches and I was like,
that would get your that would get your license revoked in Texas if they found out about that. That's like major violation.
That's not what happens to singers. They don't revoke your singing license if you're drunk. They should on some occasions.
So at festivals, I will let you know, full disclosure, I have on-duty hours and I have off-duty hours.
Okay, right.
So just like here, you know, go out after the office and have a cocktail or two, but it's not like we're out lunching it. Bloody Marys.
Yeah, and then going and like popping people's necks and stuff, which that part terrifies me. Like, I really try, like, I'm like, okay, you know, it happens so fast, but that part scares me. If I could do the no neck moment, but then it feels so good afterwards.
It does. And I think that also has to do with, you know, building rapport with your doc, no matter who it is.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not just chiropractors, it's dentists and your medical doctors, and, you know, surgeons. You got to have trust in them. You build a rapport, get a good relationship going. You trust them, you know. I went to school for a long time. I just like didn't watch YouTube videos.
How long is chiropractor school?
It's 4 years.
Okay, that's a long time for just chiropractic.
It's 8 years, so you have to have 4 years of college to get into chiropractic college, and it's 4 years after that.
That's a lot of school.
You know, it's a full. You know, it's just like any other medical professional, dentist or medical doctor.
I know, but I don't recommend getting too close with your dentist because now we're best friends and we go eat together and I love her and she's awesome. And then when I get my teeth, it's so awkward. I'm like, this is the most awkward. Is this fine? And she's like, shut up. I do this for a living. But it's like, Taylor, I love you. But it's like, now we're buddies.
Yeah. And buddies, that's the thing. It's kind of funny. They start... All of the musicians I take care of started out as, you know, clients or patients, whatever you want to call them. And now they're
friends.
I mean, I was there the day that Dirks was born.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and that kind of a thing. And so it is what's great about this scene is it's a big family.
Yeah.
And then once you're in the family, you know.
Yeah. It's very, it's kind of, like a closed circuit, but then once you're in, you are like you are gridlocked in there. Like Shannon Canada would fight for me, probably. Like I love her so much.
Oh, she would.
I would fight for her. I'm bad at it, and I would lose, but I would do it for her.
So I'll tell you something funny about Shannon.
Yes.
And my wife. So it got chilly down in Key West. I wasn't expecting that. So I had like this woven like Peruvian like hippie top on.
Okay.
Birkenstocks.
You looked very Key Westy.
And a Grateful Dead hat. And Sandra retired early. And I was like, I'm going out. And she was like, are you wearing that? And I go, yeah. And she goes, well, when you get pulled over for suspicion of dealing drugs, don't call me.
Amazing.
Call Shannon.
Call Shannon with the purple hair. She'll come up and be like, it's fine. It's legal there.
I don't know if it is.
There were shops.
Oh, they're all over. Yeah, it's a whole deal. But
interesting.
I James Ford from Dirty Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pick that name up too.
Yeah, I know. Gosh, bless it. Watch your toes.
I was joking. I was like, I don't understand, James. It's like everyone keeps asking me where to buy drugs. Do I look like the kind of guy that would know where to buy drugs? And James goes, you look exactly like the kind of guy that would buy drugs.
That is amazing. Not like a really smart chiropractor. That is so hilarious. Well, you can pull off many looks.
You can pull off many looks.
Do you do any are you a musician of any time? Do you play instruments?
I can play 8 chords terribly.
Oh, me too. We have that in common. I've been making a career out of that.
E chords is pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know, I can pluck along. You would not want to hear it, but I've been a music fan forever. Part of the reason why we went down to Key West was the day that Jimmy Buffett died, Cody was like the second person I talked to.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was like a huge deal for me and Sandra. He's probably the guy I've seen the most. Starts our summer out. And so he reached out to Kyle, and I had been to Born and Raised already.
Yeah.
That's a great festival.
I saw
too.
Your Instagram. You were there. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so the tribute there was really cool, and it was healing and nice. And I got to take care of people and meet people like you.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell. And if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com.
Are you ready to take your merchandise to the next level? Well, just ask me who I use, and that is CH Lone Star Promo. They specialize in screen printing and direct to garment, embroidery, laser engraving, anything promo related, they can do it. Step up your merch game now with CH Lone Star Promo and tell them Bree and Whiskey sent you.
I did the Jimmy Buffett. They had a Jimmy Buffett tribute show in Steamboat, and I played Fins, and there is video of me going, because I was like, you got fit. Well, yeah, but if you're facing me, so I went like this, and the audience went like this, and it made me laugh so hard that I almost missed the second verse. I didn't mess up any words. I was proud of myself. But then I was trying to sing and like, good. And so I might have like thrown my back out going this and then like this way, because I was like, not, it's not left. It's like this, but everyone knew every word, and it was like so awesome. Heartwarming and awesome.
So cool.
Tom Shepard did the tribute.
He's great.
Do you know him?
I do now.
I love him.
Again, kind of like was a fan before, and then, you know, hey, this is Tom. Oh, I know you. It's Always Saturday Night in Key West.
Him and Cole Ayer are some of my favorites.
Super cool.
But their music is like, I think you would love their music because
right
of
up,
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Right up your awesome. Alley. That is so awesome that you went down there and that you go to Born and Raised, and like, I don't know. I just feel like New Braunfels, how long have you lived here? Because we have such a small, like, I've been here 4.5 years. Like, I'm surprised that we haven't ran into each other before. Then.
Yeah, I've been here since 2005.
Okay. That's a long time.
I kind of keep a low profile. I try to, at least.
Yeah. Well, you can't be out at Billy's Ice House. I guess you can. Everyone else can always be. Yeah.
But I have to be on my best behavior.
Yeah. When we're home, we are also kind of on our best behavior because we're on the road on the weekends. So, like, we don't really go out as much either. Yeah. But it's such a cool area and everyone's moving here. But my point was, I think Tom and Coley are trying to move here.
Oh, that would be good. They'd be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be a good fit.
And I'm trying to get Max and Heather to move here.
I think, you know, you had mentioned Ham. Can bring this up.
I would love to bring up Ham.
Ham is a great organization. Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. You know, some people don't want to reach out because they, you know, like, it's a financial impediment, they think, but I take care of everybody. Just call me.
That's so nice.
Call me.
Because
backstage passes go a long way.
It's so fun. I know. Hey, all right. Hey, so, now you're speaking my language. That is so true, though, because it's like, it's a thing of anytime I do anything for myself, no matter what it is, I feel like I am taking money out of my recording budget and putting it into something else. And so it really feels guilty to take care of myself. And I'm trying to change that mindset, but it's just so hard.
Yeah, because you have to take care of yourself. I mean, you are your tool, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're your instrument.
Right.
So you need to take care of yourself so you can have a long career instead of a short one, because you feel bad all the time. And it's not just musculoskeletal stuff. It's all the other things that go along with being a musician. The late nights, the lack of sleep, the long driving, a little bit of alcohol.
Sometimes all the free alcohol you can have. There's like cases of beer that someone gave us there over there. I was like, oh my gosh, we don't need this.
I brought you Topo Chico.
Thank you. Thanks,
like, Topo Chico.
This was such... they should sponsor this podcast.
They should sponsor the show.
We drink a lot of Topo Chico. I love them. They sent us a lot of cases one time. Like, they're really good musicians. Like, they really are great people. Nice. I was going to tell you, you're going to be so proud of me with all this history we have as friends. You're going to be so proud of me. I went to the gastroenterologist the other day.
Oh, fun.
I took the first step of just trying to feel better, and it was like maybe the worst day of my life. Like, he was great and he was fine, but he was like kind of like my age and cool, and he was like, so tell me, tell me everything. And I was like, what? And I was sweating. I almost passed out. I was like, this is the worst day of my life. But I am actively trying to feel better and understand like what is going on with my body and how I can better myself. And so I was glad that you were telling me about your partner too. I need to reach out.
Grokey's great. And you know, we don't have a Ham here.
Right. But maybe, I knew I got off track. I was like, where were we going?
But yes. But this ties back, Grokey, maybe we kind of do. It's just not like an official thing. So maybe this is the precipice for us making the Comal County New Braunfels Musicians Health Alliance.
And I love those people there.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, and I was telling Kyle about Ham the other day, because if you, so I had it for a long time. If you live in Austin, basically, you can go get health insurance if you can prove that you're a full-time musician or whatever, which is no problem for us. You know, it's like, this is all we do. And they basically walk you through the health insurance marketplace steps. They pick out the plan, and then they end up covering the premium or part of the premium of what. But they also have all these other services. So like chiropractor services are discounted. Massages are discounted. Acupuncture was free. I never went, but I should have. But mental health services are free. And so, and then I think I got like $600 in dental a year.
That's awesome.
Which is amazing. Like can't, because I have had this gap in my teeth growing up, and so they pushed it together. So the, like over here are these little like fill-ins, and I took a bite out of an apple one time, and it was like, and that was, it was like $600, and it was covered by Ham. And I mean, that is such a giant deal. And so, and then they ask you to play a concert for them every year, but you don't have to, but I always did. Why would I not do that?
Why would you not do that? Right.
It was no problem. So, I was like, I'll be there with bells on.
It's a nice little give and take.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's, I don't think that lack of financial resources should prevent anyone from seeing a doctor.
That's so great.
That's always been my philosophy. And so there's always room for more.
And none of my guys, you know, I mean, I have two guys that have full-time jobs, but like for me, it seems more accessible for me as a lead singer than it does for the guitar player this is his only job, and he's making, you know, a couple hundred bucks a night or whatever. So that to me is, it's almost more important for like the side men who are doing this full time.
Or the road crew.
My tour manager.
Keeps everything going. I mean, like.
Yeah, she works all the time.
It's great that you get to get up and play guitar and sing, but you wouldn't be able to do that if you didn't have somebody running sound for you, right?
Exactly. And I don't have a sound guy, but not yet.
Or the person venue, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really it was such a special service, and I was so honored that Austin did that, and what a great thing. And it really depends on like the charity of the community to keep that going. But I think that New Braunfels, I mean, you brought up Mattson earlier, and when you said his name, I went, oh, because last night we were listening to the Roots and Branches, and it was Mattson, Robert O'Keefe, and Ray Wiley last night. And
a dynamic trio, right?
I just was, Polana were cooking and just crying. I almost messaged Mattson. I had my hands full of tilapia or something, but I should have, because it was so special. And what Mattson has really done for the community has been amazing. Like he, awesome. And the radio, I mean, I listen to the radio constantly in my hometown. That's so special.
Yeah, like it's huge.
It's such a great station, and he's worked to keep it independent and good. And anyway, so the point is we could bring in someone like that.
Sure.
And Mattson would have all of this solved in 8 seconds.
Oh, yeah. He can figure it out. Yeah. And I'd just be like, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And I played guitar at Mattson's wedding.
You
asked me about the 8 terrible chords. I mean, Kim didn't have anything to walk down the aisle to. I was like, well, I can at least get a G, a D, and a C plucked.
Come on.
So Walt Wilkins took this guitar out of the corner of the living room and tuned it for me, because I can't tune a guitar without an electric tuner. And I went, as Kim walked down the aisle. Pretty
that
cool, huh?
That is so special.
How about that?
That was also a great mouth guitar. I think I like it.
I like on the little strings. So you just listen to this funny like YouTube cartoon thing called Strong Bad Email when we were bored in class. I know, right? And he talked about when guitarists would get down on the little strings, and he'd go, me, 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 me. Mm-hmm. So to this day, Sandra and I were like watching the show going, that dude's rocking some serious meedly me.
Meedly me. Yeah, you know, meedly me. Yeah, that sounds like my kind of language. Paul talks about how I can never like be a mom, or if I was a mom, my child would never learn English because I don't say actual words ever. It's just abbreviations and like, you know, whatever. For this podcast, I try to use like full English, but I'm
no authentic frontier gibberish.
Exactly. You get me. I knew you would get me. I also was laughing so hard. If you did not listen to the Willie Braun episode, you got to go back first and listen to it, because Willie Braun explains about this thing called the Otter Club. And I'd heard of it, but I'm not a member. And then he said he was going to initiate me this year in Steamboat. And we both just, nobody had time for that. But you walked up, you show them what you brought.
okay,
for me.
First off, or though,
tell all the stories.
Do you want to have a bronze scent contest?
You know that he didn't get it.
A pretty good bronze.
Oh,
you know, yeah. Wobble a little bit. A pretty good bronze.
For a little name on the bottom. Up and down.
You didn't get inducted into the Honor Club.
I'm so glad.
I want to let you know I'm a card-carrying member.
Card-carrying.
I selected.
You're better at it than me.
I selected 4 snowballs to get thrown at me.
You get to pick your own snowballs?
You had to make your own snowballs.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's
and
hilarious.
And then climb up a hill and make snow angels and then jump back in the pool.
Okay.
So I'm official.
You did that.
I did that.
Anything for fun. The bronze.
And I had the, I did have the, I did have the mop bucket Bloody Mary, too, which is pretty nice, which I think was stirred with an arm. I'm not for sure.
Right. That sounds about right. But those Bloody Marys are good.
You didn't get inducted into the Otter Club. No. But I feel as though it'd be only appropriate since I'm a card-carrying member. That I'll make you an honorary member.
Okay. I get a pin?
You get a pin.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, I'm so honored.
Pretty funny, right?
Oh, yes. This plays well with otters.
Plays well with otters.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to put this on my jean jacket. Well, I have my Slopeside Steamboat shirt on. I love Slopeside up there. Thanks for the swag, y'all. This is so nice.
Isn't it fun?
Thank you. Hey, stop it. Whiskey yeah, kind of looks like an otter.
Those guys have been great to me. I met them the same weekend that I met. Well, I met them the same weekend, reconnected with Cody, and they've been fantastic. They've become like family to me, and they treat me so well, and I have so much fun around them. I have so much fun around everyone. I mean, Wade's fantastic. They're all good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to think of maybe one of your favorite stories about one of the Texas Scene guys, but I didn't do that in advance, so I don't want to put you on the spot for that.
A favorite story?
Yeah. But you don't have to say anything.
I can tell you a favorite story.
Okay.
If you have time.
We have time.
So going back to like getting invited to the Texas Uprising down in Corpus, before Robert retired, I finally got the guy and we'd kind of seen each other in passing and waved and stuff, you know, but I finally got the gumption up to like actually go up to him, you know, really intimidated.
Well, and yeah.
I want to take the opportunity to thank you for letting me be at that festival so many years ago, because it opened so many doors for me. And I really don't think that I would be where I am now if it weren't for you.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for this. And in the classic Robert Earl Keen way, and he goes, you would have been anywhere you wanted to be without me.
You know,
I was like, thank you. It wasn't me. And I was like, well, I just wanted to thank you. So that was a really cool moment.
That is awesome. That's
it's pretty fun.
He's just so awesome. I got to play with him 3 nights at the Moody Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And he signed my check. And so I
did you?
I framed it, but I blacked out the numbers on the bottom.
Do I want to cash this, or do I want to just keep it?
Oh, I still cashed it, but I mobile deposited it so I could keep the check.
That's cool.
He's got a great signature.
He has a great signature.
I love him so much. He's a treasure. And that listening to that the other night was just really special. I think I'm just so thrilled that we became friends, and I love that maybe we have started a health insurance revolution.
I hope that we have, and I hope that we, if nothing else, get the message out that musicians need care too, and there are people out there that care for them and love them. I mean, you know, I'm kind of a fan first.
Aw.
Like a big,
creepy psychopath fan.
I wouldn't go so far as to say creepy psychopath fan, but I have a tendency to show up.
Yeah, well, I love that, and that's what we need. And I looked down the other night on stage because I was on tour with this girl, Allie, and we were doing this whiskey tour. And I looked down, and we had said something about being on the whiskey tour, and there was like 12 shots of whiskey on the stage. And we're 2 girls, you know, whatever. And I was like, can I have the cash option? Like sometimes it's like the things that people give us that are like super, super nice. It's kind of like giving the gift of a back adjustment or a neck adjustment or something is just like so wonderful. So maybe if we could like bring the community into, you know, I know guys that like,
hey, Venmo me my copay.
Yeah, totally. Or like my bass player, he also is like the manager at a liquor store, and he's always moving kegs and stuff. And there will be days he can't turn his head to the left and stuff. And it's
and people walk around, not just musicians, but you know, people in general, walk around with that stuff all the time and like not knowing that there's a fix to it, and really like an easy fix.
Right.
And not a huge cost.
Giant
either.
Expense, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I agree.
But if you let it go long enough, then it becomes like a problem.
Yeah.
Then it, you know, starts to add up and add up and add up. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, the big news is just getting the word out that, hey, we're here. We're here to help.
I'm so glad. Well, hopefully we do that with this podcast. And you're awesome. And Lone Star Wellness.
Lone Star Medical.
That's not what I said. What no, did I say? Lone Star. Kyle, take that out. Lone Kyle Star Medical.
Lone Star Medical. Dr. Grilke, Dr. Williams, yep. Dr. Simmons, myself.
Dr.
Sue
Plum.
Brantz, nurse practitioner. She's awesome.
I went to a chiropractor once and he popped me. I'm very poppy. I'm very noisy, like yeah. super noisy. And he told me, you are a chiropractor's dream. I don't know
it's
what he meant
cavitation.
By that.
Cavitation. Do you know that? It's your word
sounds
of the day.
Terrible.
Cavitation.
Yeah, I thought that was a dentist term.
That's cavity.
Okay, but wait, what does that mean that you just pop?
So that's like the, well, so cavitation is the sound that is made when gas rapidly releases
oh
from a joint.
Oh, God, I'm so levels. Gassy on so, all levels.
So the thing is, though, that's not what's, and people always associate that with what I do, like pops and cracks and stuff like that. But it's really about motion and relieving pressure on nerves and good spinal flexibility. Good extremity flexibility. Big thing is the way it connects into the nervous system. That's a huge deal. So like numb hands, like Mr. Canada had mm-hmm. direct correlation between what was going on in his neck, you know? So, oh, you got carpal tunnel. That's my brawn.
Right.
See, I slip
that was
into
great.
It. It's horrible when I'm around those guys too. Cause Sandra's like, you're not talking like yourself. And I'm like, I know I'm not talking like myself.
Willie didn't notice when I did his accent. Did you notice that he like didn't get it? And I just had to move on.
I think he got it.
I was like so embarrassed. It fell so flat.
Like the greatest living room. That's like the greatest dining room ever though.
It's the greatest dining room ever. And I was so embarrassed that my joke just like fell flat on the face of this awesome table with this great whiskey in front of me. I was like, gosh, bless it. Dang it, Bree. Well, that Sprinter van's on my very last nerve. Can you crack that one?
Oh,
get
yeah,
that
I
one away?
I can adjust that right
can
to
you
the...
Can you adjust it?
Yeah, I tell people I can adjust everything with a spine except for a book.
Oh,
clever, right? That old chiropractor
well,
humor.
That's cute. Well, I can't wait to go to your office and see it.
Yeah, you should come check it out.
I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to tell your other... partner all of my problems, but he can't tell you because then you'll be like, I don't want to be friends with Bree. She's got every problem.
I'll tell you something else. I have permission to talk about Canada and Wade and Randy today. Confidence is a big deal for us.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what you tell us is between us, you
right.
know? So that's a big deal.
Right. The fact that they don't mind that people know that they go to your practice.
Oh, yeah. No, but if you come to the practice, it's not like I'm going to go on somebody else's podcast and go, hey, Bree Bagwell.
And you should hear about all her problems.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I don't care if you do because I tell it every week on this podcast.
Like, ma'am, you didn't need a chiropractor.
Yeah.
You need a psychotherapist.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we all know that. I can't afford that one for sure. But I think I can afford at least.
We all need a psychotherapist.
Right. But maybe, you know, it's all connected. So if your back and your body feels good, your mind feels a little better, too.
Absolutely.
I'm so thankful that you're here. Thank you for the Topo Chico.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you.
And welcome
for
welcome to the Otter Club.
I'm an honorary member of the Otter Club.
I don't hold a board position, but maybe I will next time.
I'm so thrilled. And I didn't even have to make a snow angel Steamboat. This is the best case
scenario.
Don't
tell anyone.
I won't.
This is between us, right?
No, I'm telling everybody.
This is like a private conversation.
Hey, Willie. Look at my mouth.
Hey, Willie.
I got an honorary member.
Part of the Otter Club.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rad.